Hi, everyone. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Jeremy.
Authors of See You at the Campground, a guide to discovering community, connection, and a happier family in the great outdoors.
10 years ago, we bought a pop-up camper that changed our lives and introduced us to the joys of RV travel.
Join us now as we talk about where to camp, what gear to bring, and the best food to cook.
We'll also keep you dialed in with the latest RV innovations for people in the know.
Pull up a chair and join us around the digital campfire.
This is the RV Atlas. Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's episode of the RV Atlas. And today we're talking about some things to do at home, because that's basically what everybody's talking about right now.
We're at home.
We're at home.
Hey, what are you doing?
All three kids are
being at home.
Also at home.
Home, lots at home.
Lots of good behavior.
Yeah. Now, if you're listening to this, when it's coming out, we will nod at the elephant in the room for all of these episodes. And then we're also trying to do episodes that live long after we all get out of our houses and back on the road, right? We're not focusing exclusively on this quarantine. We're not doing episodes that really focus on that. We're just trying to be sensitive to the fact that that's the reality for most of us. But we're also looking to the future when that won't be, which is why we're doing this right now. So that eventually it won't be our reality anymore.
Yeah, I mean, like, at some future date, it would be lovely for somebody to tap into this episode during the winter, you know, when, like, right. The RV was stored away, because hopefully they'll keep all these programs going. So we have a list of 6 great digital junior ranger programs. And Stephanie, why do you think this might be a great activity for the kids to dive into now while we're all kind of stuck at home?
Yeah, so I want to give the clarification first off that I understand that many of you are not searching for additional activities right now. As a working mom who's struggling to accomplish all of my work duties plus help my 3 children with remote learning, I know what it feels like to be given suggestions for, like, baking bread right now.
You're also trying to help me help the children with remote learning.
Yes, I'm giving you the encouragement you need to
and
be involved
Wesley
in that.
And Wesley refuses to let Daddy help him with his homework, because apparently I didn't do well the other night, and now I've just been banned.
So I have to sit there. So I understand how that feels, and I want you to know that I am not in any way suggesting that you need to be doing more at this period of time. That's really important for me to share, because I feel that personally, like, sometimes I feel personally attacked by the different suggestions that are out there, because we're just trying to get through. But I also know that I'm not the only type of person out there, right? And my kids aren't the only type of kids out there. There's a lot of kids that function better when they have a lot of, like, more structured activities. And there's a lot of parents out there that need some of those to, like, give themselves a little bit of peace and quiet if they can send their kids off on some of the activities. So I'm trying to think outside of my little box here and think about people that this might help.
For the right type of kid, it could be pretty self-directed.
100%. Yeah. So a heads up on the online junior ranger programs in general. Many parks, national parks, do in fact offer the ability to go onto the park and to download a digital copy of the Junior Ranger book.
So, like, and that, but even before
this
pandemic.
Exactly.
Happened.
And that's not every national park, but some do, right? God forbid every national park should get on board with this. Now, in addition to that, there used to be what they called a Web Ranger program that their technology went out of date for, and they haven't yet updated that, right? So there's not this robust, quote unquote, Web Ranger program that there used to be. And then the third thing I want to mention is that many of these Junior Ranger programs online, in normal circumstances, come along with this ability to complete the book and mail it in and get a badge mailed in response. I want you to be well aware that that is not actually the case right now. Many people are not there at the visitor center, at the ranger desk, to receive this. And I just ask that you go into this understanding that your child may not get a badge.
Now, some of them, though, it looks like they have certificates that you could print out and put your child's name on. So there could be that reward for the accomplishment.
100%. What I did, instead of going into specific national parks, I actually looked a little differently at the whole thing. And there's these junior ranger programs that are more thematic. And so I decided, let me go in and compile a list of six of these more thematic junior ranger programs. So we're not focusing on getting a badge for a specific park. We're not worried about where we've been, where we haven't been, where we're going to in the future, but just more of like almost like a project-oriented approach to it. And that's what I did. So that's where these six came from.
All right, so we're going to have six of these, but before we do so, we have a sponsored message from our friends at Jayco. Jayco has helped generation after generation create family memories since 1968. Offering travel trailers, fifth wheels, toy haulers, Class C and Class A motorhomes, it's easy to find the perfect Jayco for your family. With an industry-leading two-year limited warranty, beautiful design, and innovative safety features, you can be confident in your Jayco, like we are confident in ours. Visit your local Jayco dealer or head on over to jayco.com for more information. Jayco, generations of family fun. So let's get started and let's just start going through the list here. I have my personal favorite already that I want to do, but I won't
Of course you rank them.
I have to rank everything. It's a guy thing. So the first one is the Junior Ranger Spaceflight Explorer. And this is, there's an activity guide that comes with this. So what do you think about this one, the Spaceflight Explorer?
Yeah, I want to say I only picked six ones that actually had a downloadable booklet right now.
Which we're going to link online to in the show notes.
Exactly.
So to get all the, to anything you need to make this happen for your kids, go to thervatlas.com, go to the latest blog post with the six great digital junior ranger programs, and we'll have all the links there for you.
Yeah. So this one, the Spaceflight Explorer, is in partnership with NASA. So I thought that was really fun. If you've got those younger kids, like second, third grade, those kids get really into space. Like space can be something that grabs them. And then there's so much out there online and they can just like screen time it away, right? If you're in the same world as I am right now, where you need your kids to be engaged in something while you're on meetings online or something, all right? So this one, they go on, they can get their activity guide and it's going to take them to activities about the moon, about Mars, about national parks. Parks, right? Lots of just like little puzzles and scrambled words. I feel like this is a little more activity focused, which can be really good for some kids. Some of the Junior Ranger booklets can be a little more challenging and high level thinking, which is not a bad thing, but it's also nice to give your kids those little just space activities that they could do.
This one suggests grade levels K-4, but then it also says 5-8. So
yeah.
Maybe there's two levels to this.
There might be. I only saw the like, I think it was like 5, I thought it said 5-13 on the actual booklet. Maybe if you look inside at a lot of Junior Ranger booklets, sometimes they actually have a age differential inside a booklet.
Oh, right, right.
So it'll say these activities.
It's the same booklet.
Exactly.
But different tasks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, you know, you're making me realize that our kids, who are curious about all kinds of things, God bless them, have never really, we've never really had one of our kids like get into space or space exploration or NASA.
Our boys are really interesting. They're super curious and it's not like they're checked out, but like those really big things that a lot of kids get into, like dinosaurs, right? Like the boys have dinosaur moments and they never did. The older two had trains. But then Wes couldn't have cared. Remember, he couldn't have cared less about trains.
And cars.
And
we
cars.
Have a major car freak
and
in Wesley the house.
And Wesley couldn't have cared less about cars. So we never had as many of those stages. But as an elementary school teacher for over 10 years, I witnessed it in many other boys. So I know that our boys happen to be unusual in a way.
Maybe because their dad was never that interested in space.
I don't know. They never had a space
simple.
Moment, yeah.
Okay, so the next one I think would be really appealing for our kids, and I think it would be really appealing for a lot of kids, become a junior archaeologist. So what do you think about this one, Steph?
Yeah, so this one, the booklet is best for ages 6 through 12. And of course, it just digs into all activities that are about archaeology throughout the different sites that are around the country. So that's really cool, right? And I also love the fact that this specifically says it talks about the ethics of archaeology, right? So when you dig and you find things, Who does it belong to?
Right.
Where does it go? How do we share that education?
That is a fascinating territory to explore. And I have to say, our kids, as much as they can break our rules here in this house, they are kind of obsessed with rules and why rules exist and what rules are fair and what are unfair. So I think they would be really interested in the ethics of archaeology.
I find that I've mentioned in the past that I'm really impressed when our NPS system faces some of those more difficult topics square on and addresses them, like in the different visitor centers and everything. And I'm always disappointed when they don't, right? Like I said that about
Shenandoah.
Shenandoah does it.
Shenandoah tackles it head on.
But then like Mount Rushmore?
Not at all.
Not at all. Yeah. So as somebody who that's important to, and I'm not saying that those are easy things to tackle, but I think they're important. I like that this was brought up in that.
That's the extreme contrast right there of that, how well Shenandoah deals with some of the controversies in its history and how Mount Rushmore just basically doesn't address
it. It's like my movie thing, right? Like there's the example of the worst NPS movie of all time being like Olympic National Park and the best NPS movie of all time being like Crater Lake National Park, right? Like
quality varies from park to park.
It really does.
Now, and I just want to say, if any of you follow these recommendations and have your kids do one of these programs, please send us an email or drop us a note in the RV Atlas group, good, bad, or indifferent. I mean, I'd love to hear if your kids loved it, if your kids were not engaged or whatever. So we have four more recommendations. But before we go to the next two, we have a sponsored message from our friends at Go RVing.
All right, everybody. This is the time of year that so many of you are supposed to be picking up your first RV. We know that that is on pause, but what we want to do is encourage you to take advantage of this opportunity and maybe avoid the mistakes that so many people make, which is not being fully prepared for their walkthrough and really making sure that their walkthrough is thorough and complete and you walk away knowing everything you have to know about your RV. So many of those initial sort of friction experiences of RV ownership really are just user error. Like you didn't know things. And so honestly, bad things can happen because you didn't know.
And the walkthrough is the time where you really learn your rig. And I also wonder too, you know, after all of this is over and we're all back out there again, dealers might be backed up with people picking up their RVs and they might, you know, maybe they might want to be rushing you through a little bit, but take your time, slow down and know what you need to learn.
Yeah, make sure you block out a few hours for your walkthrough and definitely ask every single little question that comes to mind. And it's a great idea to actually record your walkthrough with your smartphone in short little increments that are easily accessible in the future. Yeah. So you can go on to GoRVing's blog where we have a blog post on this. You can also go on to their Facebook page and look for our Facebook lives from the previous year where we did all of these like first time RV purchaser educational videos and we talk about all this stuff. But whatever you do, make sure you get your RV experience off to the best start possible.
Yeah. If you go to GoRVing's blog, you can actually click on all the different bloggers. And if you click on us, that whole series will come up. We did a whole series for first-time buyers.
All right. Go to GoRVing.com and find your way. Go RVing.
And just go there if you need a little travel inspiration. Go watch some Go RVing Away videos. They will make you feel good. Okay, so I know next to nothing about paleontology, but there is a junior paleontologist program, and maybe I should just do this. What do you think?
Okay. If you will bring it out to your lanterns at night where you're spending a lot of time in
I'm not ashamed to say that I've been going out on my back deck, lighting a couple Coleman lanterns every night and just meditating.
Right. The reason why I like this one, right, the paleontologists, is because what it's going to do is talk about the methods and the tools that these scientists use to understand ancient life. And the thing that's great about that is you can then do other fun projects like that at home, right? Like that is something if your kid wants to go into the backyard and do a little digging, right? Or just kind of do those rubbings or things like that. This would kind of be one of the more hands-on ones, I think, where they could kind of go outside and pretend to be.
And you know, if you have one of those kids, right? If you have one of those kids that wants to be getting a little bit dirty.
It's also going to talk about, you know, of course, the fossils and where they are in the park system. Some kids, again, that's one of those things that some kids get really into is the fossils. different changes in the environment over time at different parks. This is something that, like, when we went to the Badlands or out to the Black Hills, there's a lot of...
The Badlands was amazing.
There's a lot of fossil stuff out there. So if any of those places are on your list in the coming travel season, when we get to the coming travel season, this might be one for you to dig in for that pre-learning.
Oh, what a great
kid.
Idea. I mean, if you have a Badlands trip planned for some point in the future, or you know you're going to go in the next couple of years, this would be a really good one to dig into and do. No pun intended.
Yeah. All right. So the next one that we have, and this might be a little more specialized, is there is the Historic Preservation Junior
What do you mean
Ranger
more specialized?
Bed.
Like, you think like less appealing to a broad swath
well,
of
no,
kids?
Well, no, just I think the child would have to be into a little history. Right. And I mean,
and our boys always have been.
They do. Yeah. So it's funny because that is something that our boys really connected with. This one says for ages 7 and up. And it's interesting, like age 7 was definitely the age that Max and Theo really started to connect with our historical adventures as an RVing family. Like when we would go to Washington, D.C. or Charleston or all these places like along the East Coast that have that historical element. That was engaging to them. They always love that. I'll never forget some of the first, like, you know, even like the Alamo. You remember when the ranger was like, oh, this tour is a little specialized
and
for
we
your
were like,
three
you
kids.
You don't know our boys.
And like, thank goodness we did that tour of the Alamo, because if you just go to the Alamo and walk around.
Frankly, I think it's boring.
It's like, whatever,
and somebody,
it's walls.
Somebody listening just got offended, but don't take me wrong. I'm just, my point is that the talk they give brings it to life in a way that you're just not going to get when you're walking around on your own.
Yeah. So this is really interesting because this badge focuses on like the sites that, so President Lyndon B. Johnson in 1966 signed into law that Historic Preservation Act that really focused right on like these structures around the country that we needed to protect and preserve as part of our history. And so I think it's a little bit of a different take on things, but one that we've really enjoyed. I think our boys still remember the time we went to FDR's home.
Max and Theo, yeah. For sure, do.
Yeah, and I mean, well, yeah, poor Wes was really young.
And that had a
things.
Really cool Junior Ranger program. You had to be a Secret Service
yes.
agent.
Yes, and they'll tell you about those things. They connect with the history for sure.
So we still have two more digital Junior Ranger programs to recommend. All of these are programs that you can do with your kids from home or your kids can do on your own.
Downloadable booklets.
But before we give you the last two, which will be linked to in the show notes, we have a sponsored message from our friends at Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park Camp Resorts.
All right, guys. Looking forward to that time when we can get back out there and spend time together at the campground as a family with a little more space than maybe we have in our homes currently, right? A little more wild and free running space. I want to say that one of the things that we've always loved was when we've stayed at national parks, a lot of the time it's the perfect balance for us to find a nearby Jellystone that's outside of a national park.
Jellystone Luray comes to mind.
Yeah, there's when we were going out to Mount Rushmore, we stopped at the Sioux Falls Jellystone. We're down in Texas, like I mentioned, doing the Alamo. We stayed in a couple of Jellystones in Texas.
Jellystone Burleson. Also, Jellystone Mammoth Cave jumps to mind right by the park.
There's tons of those. And the reason why this is so great is because what you can do is really spend the day hiking, enjoying all these great national park activities, Junior Ranger programs, etc. But then you get to bring the kids back to Jellystone and you get to like let them go wild with all the Jellystone fun, right? Whether it's a water park or the pools or activities from dawn till dusk, really, you can like fit in all of that Jellystone fun and then also explore amazing natural wonders around
you. It's always struck the right balance for our family in terms of like, okay, let's go do a 5-mile hike, but then when we're done, we're going to go back and go down the water slides at the Jellystone.
Now, family fun is always the main attraction at Jellystone Campgrounds, and with over 75 locations in the United States and Canada, you can have a quality camping experience that's also close to home if you're not going very far. Enjoy all of the wonderful amenities and accommodations that Yogi Bear Jellystone Park Camp Resorts have to offer. Make your cabin rental, RV site, your tiny home, or camping reservation today.
They've added a lot in terms of the tiny homes, the cabins, the glamping tents. You know, that's just on point at Jellystone
Parks.
They
know how to do cabins for sure. They,
Jellystone does cabins better than anybody consistently across the system. All right, we have two more Junior Ranger programs to recommend, and these are all digital. These are ones that your kids can do from home, and we will link to them in the show notes so that you can find each of these programs. This next one sounds really, really cool and something like I wish that we did before we went to South Dakota. So let's talk about the Junior Cave Scientist Program.
All right. So we have done a lot of caves with the boys over the last few years, and they really enjoy. And I find that some of the rangers that do the cave tours are more like engaging.
They're ranger like, that the did most Wind engaging. Cave was the best ranger talk ever.
Yeah.
He had been like an actor in Boston.
Probably. Got out of the acting.
He became a park ranger.
Went to the more robust ranger program.
Probably is a more reliable career.
I don't know. Who knows, right? But so this takes you all over the country. It talks about all the beautiful caves that you have underneath your feet in this country. I think that's really cool. Again, very activity-based. They would normally earn a badge, but they have the certificate. And another tip here is that you can hold on to these until everything goes back to normal, and then you can mail them in and get the badge. I'm not suggesting that you can't get a badge ever by doing these, but just don't like send it in and then be like emailing.
I bet if you did the booklet and then whenever the national parks all open up and are safe again, if you brought in that booklet,
I bet you
they would be more than willing. Say that Jeremy sent you and said that the kid deserves the badge.
No, this is also important because the cave system is a really fragile ecosystem, right? So this program really focuses on those like educational protection measures, like what we can do to make sure that we don't transport diseases to different bat populations and stuff around the country.
Is that called that white eye, or what is that
with the
eye?
White,
something
it's,
eye.
No, it's
nose.
White.
Something nose. White nose.
Yeah.
Syndrome.
I think
I need to do the Junior Cave Scientist Program.
Let's leave it at that. It's been a little
while. Okay, so the next one that we have, the last one we're going to recommend, and this one really sounds great too, the Junior Ranger Night Explorers Program. So why might the kids be interested in diving into this one and doing the digital booklet?
Well, I thought that this was a good one to pick because, of course, we can all still see the sky, right? So depending on where you live, I mean, we obviously live in a very populated area, so our night sky
is... Are you suggesting we have light pollution in New Jersey?
We might have a little light pollution, but you can still see some things in New Jersey, the basics. But if you're in a darker area of the country, you know, yes, we're in quarantine, but you can go outside in your backyard and still do some night programs, right? So I thought that was a good one to include.
For goodness sake, you could do it looking out the window to some degree, depending on where you are.
Yeah. So definitely that was something that I thought, okay, maybe your kids are up a little later than usual.
What has happened to us?
You have happened to
us. We're all staying up later and sleeping
later. I'm not.
Because I'm still teaching online, but our classes start later.
Oh, and you
don't
have to
drive to work.
And so you're normally a night owl, and you're just dragging the whole family with you. I'm not a night owl.
My guess is that is happening to other families, too.
I'm not a night owl.
Is that they're staying up later and waking up later.
It's driving me crazy. I just want to go to bed, and everybody's like... Go
Sorry.
Look at, so we just need, you should be taking them out back and they can go look at the stars if y'all want to be
we
up
We could go
and,
lie out on the trampoline.
I'm exhausted by the end of the day.
The trampoline, which we are now calling the best purchase ever.
Thank God for that trampoline, right? All right. So those are just six fun, thematic Junior Ranger programs. You can access the booklets online. All of the links to those pages where you can access the booklets will be over on the rvatlas.com. And I double checked right before doing this episode that all those books are like active and downloadable. So it's just something if you need to give your kid a little more engaging task than say their latest YouTube star that
they're
and obsessed
with. You know, please post in the RV Atlas group if you do one of these and let us know how it goes. Or if you're not a member of the RV Atlas group, join us there on Facebook. I also wanted to say a big thank you. You know, we know how crazy things are right now. And, you know, we released a book on March 3rd, and the timing was
sort of
historically bad. And yet our community has really just been awesome with the release of this book. And I just thank you to everybody who posted a picture of yourself with the book or who dropped us an email saying that reading the book was helping you get through this hard time. It means the world to us.
It was very encouraging. You know, I saw a post just today, I think, somewhere online where somebody was saying, like, I know that a lot of people don't realize this, but authors are like these little small businesses too that are like, okay, oops, you know, things aren't going the way that we thought they were going to go. And I just appreciated that post because it, you know, we really feel our hearts break for local businesses like restaurants and places like that that are really shut down. And we don't want to like overstep and be like us too. But it was a nice little nod at the sense of how many hundreds and hundreds of hours we put into the book and then like our satellite media tour that would have been next week is
yeah,
not
we were going on television next
and
week. We were
like,
going to be at the New York Auto Show.
That is the least of most people's worries right now, but it's a little nod to the bit of sadness in your heart. So we appreciate everybody lifting us up and giving us encouragement.
And a huge thank you to everybody who left an Amazon review too. You know, super, super meaningful to us. And we know that at some point soon, we will see you all at the campground.
See you at the campground. Big thank you for listening to this episode of the RV Atlas.
And a big thank you to our sponsors, Jayco, Thetford, Cabela's, Jellystone, and Go RVing. They provide great quality products and resources for RVers and also support the production of this show. We personally believe in them and are happy to share our favorite products with you.
You can find blog posts and links with everything mentioned in this episode over at thervatlas.com.
And you can join the friendliest group of RVers over on Facebook in our private RV Atlas group.
And as always, we'll see you at the campground.
See you at the campground.